Blog Talk Radio. Here on Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Sue, and today is the 31st of May, and we're so happy to have you. We have a guest today. She's our special guest, Joyce Song, and she's all the way from Australia. Very excited to have her. Today's topic is going to be about gifted children with special needs. This one is an absolutely wonderful show because we invite our callers to call in with their children or speak about their children. We're the show that discusses the Akashic Records, the soul and soul realignment, healing modalities, and psychic topics. You can call us about our topics and get a mini reading live on the air. The number is 714-816-4628. International callers, please press 1 on your keypad or your devices. 714-816-4628. We have a new feature as well. You can listen in live and chat all in one place. Now you can listen to our shows live and be in the room, the chat room, send messages to the host during a live broadcast, comment, ask questions, or chat with other listeners, and even request a reading. We are psychictalk.net/live. Call in now to get your spot at 714-816-4628. Let me now bring in my co-host for the show, Soul Sisters, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden, soon to be in Greece. Hi, Sissy. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hello, everybody. So excited to be here again with you from Stockholm, Sweden this time. We actually have a hotter weather here than Greece, believe it or not. But tomorrow I'm Greece, and next time we are live on air, I will be on from Rhodes, Greece.
Nice. Very nice. So anyways, we have a wonderful guest today. Very excited to have Joyce Song on, all the way from Australia. And of course, our topic is going to be gifted children with special needs. Please call in now. You can get a mini reading from us. You can get a mini reading from Joyce. The number is 714-816-4628. So, Anne, before I introduce our guest today, our special guest, Joyce, would you like to recap last week's show where we discussed healing?
Yes. Last show was very exciting, but I think today's show will be more exciting. But anyway, we talked about healing yourself and others, and we discussed a few different healing modalities, like how can I get healing through soul realignment, how can I get Reiki healing and hands-on or distance Reiki, and we talked about healing with biorhythms and sound, and that's exciting because that's vibrations and frequencies. We also discussed crystal healing through John of God's crystal bed, where you actually get healing from crystals and directly into your chakras, healing with reflexology, acupuncture, and acupressure. And we talked about chakra healing and shamanic healing, Munaki healing. That's very interesting. And guys, everybody who's listening, if you didn't have the chance to listen to the Soul Sisters show last Thursday, you can go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and find the episode. Or if you go to psychictalk.net, you can scroll down and click on listen to past shows, and you can find all our past shows and episodes of all our shows on Psychic Talk Radio Network. And I'm not going to speak very much. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Akashic Records and Soul Realignment for all of you who might not have listened to our shows before. So the Akashic Records are like a huge database, etheric database, which contains all information on the fifth dimension, but it goes through all dimensions about our souls. Each one of us, from the very beginning when we were created by Divine Source up until this moment in time. So it is a huge database, and it contains a lot of information. And we talk here about soul realignment readings, and what we do is that we go into the Akashic Records, and we have a specific protocol to find out things that are vital and important for you to know about yourself in this lifetime. And we also can find and clear blockages on many levels and on all the way back to your soul's creation. So the purpose with doing soul realignment readings is for you to find out who you are at the soul level, your energetic signature, and to have help to clear any kind of blockages that might be with you until this day. So, Sue, let's introduce our special guest, Joyce Thorne, and get on with today's topic.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Joyce.
How are you today?
Welcome.
We're so thrilled to have you.
Thank you both so much. I'm so very excited to be here today.
We're excited to have you. So, what time is it over there in good old Australia?
It is 8 past 2 a.m. in the morning, and it's about 4 degrees outside.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bit chilly here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Wow.
Well, we're thrilled. We're thrilled you called, that you're on the show, and we appreciate you getting up so early in the morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay, listen, Joyce, as you know, today's show is about gifted children. But we would first like to ask you some questions about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your gifts, what you've experienced?
Okay, sure. For myself, well, I've always been able to see spirits from as early as I can remember. And because I came from a strong Catholic family, that kind of thing wasn't entertained. So I grew up thinking it was bad and it was evil, and got really good at blocking and ignoring these things.
At what age, Joyce, were you seeing Were you seeing, or did you have that knowing?
Well, my earliest recollection would probably have been maybe when I was about 4, when it started. But I saw these things regularly because my father kept carvings in the house, and in my country, in my culture, or in his culture, carvings are not made just as carvings. Carvings are made with all sorts of prayers and chants and everything. So carvings have attachments with them. So in the house, I'd always see these attachments for these carvings wandering around. So that was quite scary, but I got used to seeing them and just got used to ignoring them.
Right. Were these carvings something that your family or your dad, while creating the carvings, did he call upon certain spirits?
Yes. In that culture, the people who make the carvings carve them in spirit houses, and, you know, it's only people who go through initiation, which are very involved. I'm not privy to that kind of knowledge because that belongs to people in a men's house and all that. But yes, the carvings, most carvings always had attachments with them.
Okay. What culture are we talking about?
Oh, sorry. I live in Australia, but I was born in Papua New Guinea. And Papua New Guinea is a little island country north of Australia.
Right.
And my father is from a river province called East Sepik, and my mother is from an island province called Manus.
Fascinating. And you were saying, were both your parents Catholic?
Yes, both my parents are Catholic, and the whole family, both sides, are strong Catholics. So this kind of thing was definitely, definitely not entertained at all.
Right, right. And I remember when we talked earlier, you had spoken about astro travel. Tell me a little bit about that, something you were able to do.
Mm-hmm. I've always been able to astral travel as far back as I can remember, although I didn't know it was called astral travel until probably about 2 years ago. Then I found out it was called astral travel, but I'd always called it my dream within a dream within a dream. So basically, me living... me leaving my body and watching my physical body, but just my spirit traveling and going away from my body.
Right, right. You also mentioned about your, so you guys had moved, right, for access to better services for your daughter. Can you tell us a little bit about how this all came about and what you were looking for with your daughter?
Yes, well, my daughter was born deaf. And in Papua New Guinea, because it's still considered a third world country, the services are not very good for deaf children. So I was very lucky, I was very blessed to secure a job in Australia. And we moved to Australia for the job in 2011. So I was able to bring my daughter Catherine here to Australia for her to access good health services and deaf support and education.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. And were there any defining moments for you?
We went through a lot coming here to Australia. We have no relatives in Australia, and we just moved to a foreign country and had no friends, and we went through many, many issues with Catherine, especially with her being gifted and being able to see, and also for myself, being able to see from an early age, but also not accepting it. So I was still having to grow and acknowledge that side of me, which was a bit difficult because I didn't have the support and I had to basically wing it.
Right. So basically you had to not only teach yourself, but in the process also teach your daughter. So that must have been a really defining moment.
Yes, it was. It was really, it was very difficult and very confusing, a very confusing time for the both of us.
Right, right. Well, interesting. Was there any one specific teacher that helped you gain more of a perspective?
Well, when we moved to Australia, the astral travel, or my dream within a dream within a dream, started getting worse. And I'm not sure exactly why that was, whether it was because I was getting older or because we didn't have as many people in our lives around us all the time. But yes, the astral travel kept on getting more frequent, and not only happening during my sleeping moments, but also it started happening when I was awake and walking around. I'd suddenly find myself outside of my body and struggle to get back in, and I thought I was going crazy. So I went to see my best friend, and who's psychic, and I was talking to her about it, you know, telling her like, oh, I think I've got to go see a psychologist or something because I think I'm going crazy. I keep leaving my body, but, you know, everyone's going to tell me that I'm crazy. And she goes, no, you're not. You're psychic. And I struggled with that. I struggled with that for a couple of years because that was definitely, in my mind, that was definitely not in the cards. I was definitely not a psychic. That was a very foreign concept to me. But my defining moment was when I read a book by Manda Scott called Dreaming Eagle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reading this book, I knew within me that I was there. I was there at this time and at this era. I could smell the smells and taste the taste that they were writing about because I was there. So I had to Google her, and then when I Googled her, I found out that she actually conducted shamanic dream workshops. And as I read more, there was a few books she recommended, and I got this book by Robert Moss, Dream Gates. And I started reading this Dream Gates, and I was amazed that other people actually did my dream in a dream in a dream and called it astral travel. So
right.
It was at that time that I started to embrace the idea that, yes, this wasn't so bad. It wasn't as evil as I'd been led to believe, and it was okay to embrace seeing things, but also to doing it carefully.
Right, right, of course. And so, after that, what else had happened in your life? What year was it? Remember?
This was probably in, it'd probably be 2013, 2014, around that
right.
time that I started accepting myself for me, and also acknowledging that Catherine was also like that as well.
Right. Oh, nice. Now, how old was Catherine when you were seeing things with her?
So she was, around this time, she would have been between 10 and 14, 10 and 13.
Right.
Yeah, right. I think between 10 and 13 was when a lot of the changes and acknowledging and learning came about with the both of us.
Right.
Oh, and that's awesome. I did realize that too.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. And I did realize too that in order to help her, I had to learn more and be able to teach her because of her deafness, her communication was delayed. So I had to explain a lot of things, and we didn't have the words and the proper tools to communicate to each other. So I had to find proper ways and other ways to explain and describe things to her.
Right. Yeah, I bet. So did you have any formal training, or have you had any formal training?
It was that time that I started to acknowledge my sight, that I started getting a lot of signals and messages to do this angel card readings, and I thought, oh, it involves angels, so it can't go that bad. So yes, I did angel card reading trainings, and that's what I do now. I do angel card readings, and I'm also doing my training right now for the Akashic Records.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I asked you about her gift when you started noticing that. Does this seems to run in the family, doesn't it? It's my guess.
Yes. Yes, it definitely does.
Who else in the family is gifted?
Well, definitely my two aunties, and also other people in the family who don't acknowledge it at all, because that's
right.
You know, against the religious beliefs.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We understand that. What were the things that your daughter saw?
From a very early age, she saw spirits, and I know she did because they were the same things I saw, but which I was ignoring. So as she was growing up, initially I started telling her that, oh no, it's wrong, you're really not seeing anything, when she really was. And then when I realized that there was no point telling her that she wasn't seeing anything when she was.
Right.
So once we started to embrace that, it was okay for us both to acknowledge seeing these things. But she started at a very early age.
Right. Did Catherine have any experience with astral travel as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. I didn't know she astral traveled up until maybe 3 or 4 years ago when out of the blue she goes, Mom, you're a witch. And I was shocked. So I asked her, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, I saw you flying around last night. And at that stage, I just didn't know how to handle it, so I just ignored the conversation, but that was confirmation for me that she actually astral traveled as well.
Right.
So I just told her, well, later after that, I just told her, well, if you see me flying, you know, go back to your body. And she goes, well, how do I do that? I said, not sure. Just say Jesus, Jesus, and then you'll go back to your body. So I think she does that now.
Right. That's interesting. So do you feel this is a genetic thing passed down through the family lineage?
I strongly believe so. Because my two aunties who I said I have gifts, they've never actually told me, but it's only in hindsight, now remembering their stories and what they said, they also astral traveled because they also had their visions and their dreams within the dreams.
Right. Wow. That's awesome. So it's basically a whole big family of gifted psychic people. That's very cool. So when did Catherine seem more receptive than most children of her age when it came to spirit because of not hearing? Is it like she picked up more than what most would?
Yes, I believe so. Because she missed out on a lot of early learning due to lack of communication. She was in her own world. So she basically lived in two worlds, the physical and the non-physical, and she communicated with them. And, you know, I had to continuously pull her out of it and remind her to, you know, come talk to me or talk to others and not, you know, to stay in her own world and talk to these things.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine the difficulties for her, you know, because in the one aspect, as much as she sees or saw and still sees, it's probably to explain it would be another aspect. You know, it probably was very difficult to explain the things she saw. Did you ever ask her to keep a diary of the things she saw?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know how to explain to her. She didn't have the words. I didn't have the words. We didn't have enough communication between us to describe this whole other concept, which was normal for her. And it was her world. It was her family. These things were family. She would withdraw into this world when she was upset or insecure, or, you know, it was her comfort zone going into and living in the unseen world. Our breakthrough came one afternoon. Well, we had parked in front of this really big old tree and we went for dinner. And so by the time we came back to the car, the sun had set, so it was nighttime. So as we were walking to the car, I saw the tree was full of all these things, you know, spirits living there, elves, the attachments of that tree, with the tree, living in the tree, on the tree, and there were so many of them. So while walking to the car, I quickly opened the door and I put myself between her and the tree, and I put her in the car and then closed the door and quickly, I gave her a little bottle of holy water because I keep holy water everywhere. So I gave her the bottle of holy water to hold, and I went around and quickly got into the driver's seat. And when I got in, she put her arms up above her head like a monster and goes, ah. And I opened my bottle of holy water and I just threw it at her. I just threw the water at her, and then she kind of came back to her senses. And I said,
right,
that's not very funny. You need to tell these things to go. And she goes, no, mommy, he's good and he wants to play. And Ah wants to play. And I said, no, don't ever play with Ah. Tell Ah to go away and tell him to go back to the light. So that was that was a real blessing for us that time, because now we had a name to those things. We call them Ah, and you know, so if ever there was these Ahs around, we'd tell it to tell him to go.
Right. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. So once you did the holy water, did they go? Did they leave?
They left at that particular time, but we've had many, many, many incidents and occurrences at the house, you know, other places where holy water does work.
Right.
It does. It does get them away, but then water dries up. So it's something that has to be done continuously.
Yeah. Right. Have you thought of salt too, using salt as well?
Yes, we've used salt, holy water. In our culture, we use lime. What's lime? Lime's calcium carbonate, I think. Yes, so we have lime, we've got our crystals, our black tourmaline and all that, so we're very well protected here now.
Oh, good. And especially, you know, with Akashic Records and Soul Realignment, you're going to be even more protected once you finish with that course. and that's exciting, too.
Yes.
Has she had any training, or have you looked into any formal training in the mysticism arena for her?
No. She hasn't had training, and I haven't actually looked for any training for her, because I think she's still a bit young, and also she's a teenager now, and I think it was just last year when she comes home one day and she goes, oh, mom, do you see spirits? And I was a bit surprised at the question. And I said, well, what kind of spirits are you talking about? Alcohol or like ghosts? And she goes, and she goes, ghosts. I said, yeah, of course I do. And she goes, oh. Really, because I don't see, I can't see ghosts. And that was a big surprise. So I said, really? You see ghosts, and I know you do. And she goes, no, I don't. My friends don't, so I don't. So I figured, they must have discussed it at school, and it's not cool to see ghosts. So now she's in denial. So, I just let it go. When she's ready, then we might look into that.
Right. And this is exactly why we're, you know, trying to break the barrier here and discuss these things so it's not taboo for her or her classmates. You know, everyone is unique and special. And so I'm sure for her, you know, there's that school pressure, you know, to keep that quiet. And that's completely normal, I think, for most kids, you know. But why we're here, to try to break that barrier.
Yes, well, it's amazing because Catherine's best friend in Cairns is also, she was also born deaf, and they both saw the same things. This deaf child, her mother's also psychic. And the mother also didn't know how to explain to the daughter. But it was really good. Once we discovered that we had a name for these things, we call them Ah, then I asked Catherine to explain to her best friend why she shouldn't talk to these things or entertain them, and how to deal with them. Like if they saw them, to ask them to go back to the light and to limit their time and conversation spent with these things.
Right. Right. Very good. Okay, Joyce, hold on 1 minute while I go into a couple announcements. We're at a little past the bottom of the hour, so I'm just going to let our audience know. You can find all the amazing episodes of the show on Psychic Talk Radio, and, of course, what's coming up in the next week. The new episode, of course, next Thursday on the 7th of June is Romance in the Spiritual Sense. That's the Soul Sister Show and myself. And then tomorrow, which is the 1st, is the Goddess Guidance Show with host Shaki and Naki. And those girls are absolutely amazing. Please listen in. I think they're on their second week where they changed the time. They're on a little bit earlier, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. And then Saturday, June 2nd, is Mystic Musings with Mary Brown. And she welcomes a special guest, an artist named Traveling Mystic Sadar Branches, and that ought to be interesting. That her featured show, I believe, is Tree Agate, if I'm saying that right. Anyways, listen to her at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern, and then, of course, 7 p.m. London Standard Time. And Sunday, this is exciting, June 3rd, that's with our host Gax and his co-host Ann Enola. And that's going to be open lines, and you guys set the topic. So that's,
yeah, we will.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited
Join.
For you to do another show.
Very excited. I'm very excited, too. Thank you.
Yep, you got it, Sissy. And that's at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. London Time. Psychic Talk Radio Network has 7 days a week. You can listen to our shows, find out all the information and times for the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. If you haven't called in yet, now is the time to call. The number is 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 to get into the queue. And if you just want to listen, then don't press 1. We're also on Twitter. If you want to check us out on Twitter, at Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And, of course, join us on Facebook, and that would be psychictalk.net/Facebook. And then you can see or hear upcoming shows or past episodes as well. And then have you thought about maybe hosting your own show or podcast? You can find out about the opportunities on Psychic Talk Radio if you visit psychictalk.net/host. I would definitely invite you, if you're thinking about it, to maybe give our producer a message. Anyways, if you'd like to contact Ann or myself to book a private reading, visit our host page at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Ann. So, Sissy, what do you have any questions for our guest, Joyce?
No, I'm listening, and I'm very intrigued, and I think it's very, very, very exciting. I'm absolutely fascinated because it's very special. I think that children who don't have access to all their senses, like hearing and maybe speaking and things like that, they develop their psychic abilities much more. That's my sense of it. So
right.
I'm
yeah.
really excited to listen to both of you here talking about it.
Right. Do you think it'd be a good time to take some calls?
Absolutely. So let's see. We're going to take some calls here. We have someone here. Hello, Bryn from Massachusetts.
Hello.
Are you there? Hello.
I'm here.
We finally reached out to you. Fine, thank you.
That's okay. No, I just have a comment.
So what can we do for you?
Want to thank you for the great show. I love your guest. She's been on a very important and different journey than she probably expected when she was brought up in the Catholic environment. And so I'm not looking for a psychic reading, but I just wanted to comment and thank you for the show and greetings to the guests.
Joyce, are you with us? So you
yes,
can speak
I am.
Directly to Bryn.
Hi. Hi, Joyce. Yeah.
Hi, Bryn. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for your support. Yes,
yeah, I can relate a lot to what is going on in your life because I'm very empathic, and I do psychic mediumship and reflexology and artwork, and so it can be a bit, you know, for me it's about learning how to protect my energy field so I don't soak up a lot of things from people or environments, but yeah, I enjoyed your story, and that was just, you know, I just wanted to make a comment, and I think you're very courageous and definitely have a healing voice, a beautiful voice, and your child is very blessed, I think. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bryn.
Thank you. Thank you, Bryn.
Take care, everybody. Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, I think we'll go to the next caller. We have Lily with us from California. Hi, Lily. Are you there?
Hello, Lily. Very.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing great. You know, a lot of changes. This full moon was just a big wow factor and a major shift in my life and the lives around me. And just listening into your guest, and I too had very similar beginnings, being from I have a pope and a saint in my family tree, so to even prophesize or say, you know, Auntie's hurt on the beach and I dreamt it, and it's like, no, don't talk that. Don't say those things. And but when my two children, the children I gave birth to, started showing me signs and talking to their friends, spiritual friends, I embraced it. I've let them express what it is that they were feeling or what they were going through. And it was actually a little, I have to agree with your guest, it was difficult when they became teenagers. It was almost like their natal chart just flipped, and it was more difficult for them with all, and it was more poignant to them because of the hormones going through. They didn't understand the anxieties they were feeling. They didn't understand the dreams that they were feeling. And keeping close watch and attention to them, I find, I just asked them to not be afraid, and if they were, to say a prayer or a mantra to, or just simply ask them, stop, you know, I don't want to participate in this. So I encourage, you know, there's a lot of research out there, and they, and I encourage everybody to embrace everybody's gift.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have a little bit of a difficulty hearing you. Are you maybe outside?
Actually, I live in a very rural area. Hold on one second.
Okay, thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. But if you could read me and anything I could do to help my gifts in encouraging my children's gifts, I'd really would appreciate that.
Joyce, we hand that off to you as our guest.
Oh,
would you like to read Lily?
Yes. Gosh, sorry, I just had a brain freeze. To nurture your children's gifts and all that, especially in this teenage time, like you said, lots of hormones and all, you know, we parents don't, our kids don't come with a guidebook. And I think we all basically wing it. So it might be different for every parent, but I think for us parents with gifted children, it's important to let them be. Like, I haven't pushed Kat, when my daughter said that she wasn't seeing these things anymore, I didn't push it. I just let her be, and she came around by herself. She started just being interested. Yeah, and I did buy her books to read. If you've heard of The Secret.
Oh, yeah.
You know, The Secret,
yes.
The Law of Attraction.
I even watched the video with my children. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is one. I think there's about 7 of them, but one particularly for teenagers. And I think it's very important to, the most important thing for these gifted children to teach them at this stage is protection plus positivity and, you know, how to manifest what they want, because they're very powerful, these children.
Mm-hmm.
And
trusting their intuition is a big thing with me, because the technology in today's world has numbed so many people. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I really, really emphasize with my nieces and nephews and my own children, is definitely trusting their intuition. And they know, if no one's listening, that I'm here to listen to them, for them.
Yes, you're right. That's very important. And I'm also very lucky to have my child, because sometimes I don't trust my own intuition, and she's there to call me out and go, hang on, you know this, so you should be listening to your own self. And I go, yes, you're right.
Do you... I seem to be, and it's especially with my hormones changing, listening. I definitely knew that I can hear or feel presence around me. Lately I've felt there's more, like there's something else happening. Can you sense that with me, or is there a direction I should be looking into?
I know you have a lot of, I'll say, people around you. They're your guides and family members, and they're there for you. You know what you need to do. I'm feeling and trying to talk at the same time. It's a bit confusing for me.
Do what you need to do.
Yes, they are there. They're just saying that you need to, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they're there to help you, to guide you along, but you know what to do.
Okay.
Lily, I've got
suggestions
a little
something. On how... Go for it.
Sorry, did you want to ask Joyce something else? Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead. I was just going to make a statement, but I should be more ears than mouth right now.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Something came up with forgiveness for you, and I actually pulled a card. This is from an Archangel Michael deck. It says, to err is human, to forgive is divine. Is there something going on right now?
A lot of it is with relationships. I went through a process of just removing people who are very toxic in my life for the last 6 years. And the toughest ones were my biggest critics, and they held me back. They really did. And in doing so, I feel a lot better. But I realized cutting certain family members out of my life and telling them, look, I need my space from you, but please keep your relationship with my son open. And then finding out that the lie, the fact that they couldn't manipulate me anymore, or I wouldn't allow them to control me because I was very emotional. One of them was my mother, and the biggest hurt for me was Mother's Day. And I've had to say, okay, ego, you gotta let it go. But in my ripple effect, it affected my son, who walked 2 miles to his grandmother's apartment to drop off a Mother's Day card to find out that a stranger answered her apartment door and that my mother had moved without telling us.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, and I think that's a lot of pain.
And then on the same
pain.
Day, Mother's Day, my eldest daughter disowned me. She just simply told the world on Instagram that I was dead, or I had been dead.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that, Lee. That's really
you know what?
Sad.
The joke's on her. She's half me, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, here we're talking about children with special gifts. She'll learn eventually, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, Lee.
I always say life will give you the lessons I couldn't give you. So, hey.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay.
I don't care
how
old.
I've got to go to another caller, but I do thank you. Keep listening in. And, of course, you know you can call back. I wish we had more
thank
time.
You. No problem.
Thank you so much,
Lily. Thank you for the messages. Bye-bye, babe.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thank you.
You
so
bye.
Much.
Thank you.
So, what do you say, sisters, both of you, soul sisters? Now we're 3 soul sisters this time. Isn't that fantastic?
We go to
it's
the
awesome.
Next caller. Yes, we go to the next caller. So, hello, area code 310. Hello, area code 310. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello? Hello? It looks like we don't have any contact here. So what we do, I'm suggesting we keep on talking a bit about your daughter. You have many things, Joyce, to tell about your daughter, right?
Yes, there's so many stories.
Yes. So, where were you? Have you been speaking about healing and your daughter? She has healing abilities, is that right?
Yes, she does.
Wow. How do you see that?
She takes on board when I'm feeling ill, if she's paying attention, because like I said, she's a teenager now, but if she's paying attention to how I'm feeling, she will take it on board where I start recovering and then she starts getting sick. And
okay.
I haven't fully taught her how not to do it because I'm not really sure what to tell her yet. But I just ask her to try not to heal me, because her method of healing, she takes it on board.
Yeah, that's no good.
Wow.
We don't want her doing that.
No.
Tell me,
does
she have any... Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. Does she have any connections or special connections with animals?
Yeah, this child has... basically, all animals and small babies and young children are always attracted to her energy. It's amazing, and it's so cute to see every time. But when I was expecting her, a stray cat walked into our lives, and the cat used to sleep on my tummy. And when Catherine was born, the cat would stay with her. So when I needed to do chores in the house, clean the house, do laundry, the cat would stay with her with his paw on her chest and just be with her. And when I came back, he'd go away, but he'd always come back when I called him to babysit Catherine. And then he disappeared, I think, when she was about 4. And then we had another cat who did the exact same thing. It was weird. This is another cat about 8 years later. And now we have a dog, little Coda, who came into our lives at a very crucial time when we were dealing with some negative energies. And he has the biggest
mm-hmm.
protective spirit. And we both have seen him in our travels, and yeah, he's always there for us. Well, especially for
right.
Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, that's very good. I see we have a message here. What is spiritual awakening? Interesting. Joyce, would you like to answer that question? What is spiritual awakening?
Well, for me, I would say spiritual awakening is the acknowledging of senses that we're all born with. And
right.
a lot of people ignore it or call it, you know, some people say it's nonsense or that's just crazy talk or whatever, but I think it's the acknowledging of our intuition and our spirituality.
Right.
What do you think?
My idea of spiritual awakening, because that's an interesting question. I think a lot of us who come into this arena come in because usually there was 9 times out of 10 something trauma-based. So while we may have seen things growing up and had this knowing and understanding, we didn't always necessarily know what this was, per se. And so just for me, my true awakening was after loss of family members. That's when I had to question, like you, Joyce, the religion, the Catholic religion. So,
yes.
And I did, you know, and I always did as a child, too. But as an adult, there was having lost family, that was crucial to really seeing and accepting and trying to understand. So I think we tend to research at first what it is we don't know, because we know something's blossoming and something's awakening in us. I think for me, that's the best way to put it. And would you happen to have any response to that same question?
No, I think I actually agree with you guys, what you say. And I think that when we start in the beginning, we're so excited, and I think that we think that we are going to be ready, finished, spiritually awakened. But I think it's continuously, because I think it's so huge, actually. So to just become aware and then start to work on yourself, that is very beautiful, and that's the first step. And sometimes we don't laugh, because some things are not funny to see with ourselves. They really are not, and it can be painful sometimes, but I would not change this path in a million years, because you change your viewpoint and you see things in a different manner. So that's absolutely fantastic.
Right, I agree. I think all of us have, you know, there's just that understanding, you know, that something's going on. And, it is a true awakening. Sister, do we happen to have any more callers?
I'm going to see if we have someone waiting for us here. Give me a shorty. No, we have some listeners and no callers. If you haven't called in, we're almost actually done here. So, but you have a chance to call in at 714-816-4628. Last chance. 714-816-4628. Yes, that was my message.
That's absolutely fine. Let me give a little bit of end of show roundup here for the next upcoming shows. Next Soul Sisters, of course, is next week on the 7th of June. Romance in the spiritual sense. And, of course, we're on at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. London time. So the next show is going to be Goddess Guidance, which is tomorrow with Shakti and Naki. And that's always a very interesting show with those girls. And by all means, if you want to see any more or hear any more about our upcoming shows, please visit psychictalk.net/upcoming. I believe we might have one more caller before we have to go. Hello, caller. Are you calling from 856?
Yes, hi.
This is Sue. Hi. May I ask your name?
This is Laura. Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Oh, nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Is there something you'd like to ask Joyce?
I was hoping to find out whether or not you see a job coming in for me.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Okay, so what I've got for you is 7 of air, plans that need revision, more going on that meets the eye, poor timing. So I think you've just got to prepare yourself. Whatever job that you have in mind, maybe more planning for it, more study, more preparation for it.
Okay.
All right, Laura.
Once you do
listen,
that, then you...
I'm going to have to cut this short, girls, because we're running out of time. Laura,
okay.
You know, you can always call back, and or you can message and speak to Joyce. She happens to have her own website, and she's a certified angel card reader as well. Her website is angeldrealm.com.au. And then, of course, she has a Facebook, Angel D. Realm, and a Twitter, twitter.com/angeldrealm, and Instagram.com/angeldrealm. By all means, you can email her at joyce@angeldrealm.com.au. So thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
Thank you,
okay,
Laura.
Sister. Joyce, I am so thrilled that we had you on today. We're going to have to do this again in the future. And, of course,
yes.
Say hello and thank you to your daughter, Catherine. We
I will.
We really appreciate it. And is there any last things you'd like to say or any kudos or websites you'd like to share?
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm hoping that maybe next time we can organize for Catherine to also come on. She probably, you probably might not hear her voice. You might hear her say hello, but if I can arrange it, we'll have a deaf Auslan interpreter for her, so you'll probably hear the Auslan interpreter. But, yeah, I hope we can organize that in the near future.
Exciting.
That would be exciting.
I would love.
Yes,
yeah, well, just
yes.
To have the perspective of a young adult, you know, who's coming into her awakening, as that last question we received, that would be fascinating. Joyce, is there any sites you'd like to give out before we wrap up the show?
No, I think you pretty much announced all of it, all my sites, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Okay, everyone, it looks like we're going to wrap it up. Sissy, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. I'm so thrilled we were on again today, and thank you for running the board. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here with both of you today because we have a special bond, even if we are in different parts of the world, and that's so fascinating. So I thank everyone, too, and I send love, light, peace, and joy to all of you.
Angels watch over you all night long, everyone.
Thank
you.
Love and blessings to you all. Love you all, too.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sisters. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Love you, too.
Bye.